Heber City Council member Ryan Stack sent a letter to legislators asking that SB 61 be voted down. He explained that Heber City put a night sky ordinance in place last year and allowing more electronic or digital light would not comply with their new dark skies ordinance.
And so some of the things we're doing, prohibiting any new electronic or digital sign. We have also already implemented a dark sky code for all new construction with lighting, that all the lighting has to comply with our dark sky restrictions and ordinances. And what we want to do this year is actually start to go through the city and identify existing city light standards that are not dark sky compliant. And we'd like to begin the process of retrofitting them so that way they are night sky compliant.
Stack is concerned that SB 61 takes away local control of how billboards are lit and believes it will impact night sky initiatives all over the state.
As currently introduced, SB 61 would prohibit a municipality, or there's also an amendment to prohibit a county from enacting or enforcing any ordinance that would prevent any of these billboards from converting or upgrading to electronic or digital signs.
President and General Manager of Reagan Outdoor Advertising, Dewey Reagan, said the bill, if passed, would create equity in the way municipalities treat signs and billboards.
Presently, in many municipalities, local business owners are able to use electronic sign faces on their sign poles, while simultaneously in those same municipalities, billboard owners are not allowed to transition their static sign faces to electronic sign faces.
Reagan said it's not uncommon for businesses to use their on-premises electronic signs that are larger than billboard sign faces. He said most billboard signs are lit from below and have no sensors to adjust to changing conditions. He said the bill would regulate the brightness of the sign 24 hours a day based on climatic conditions. There is a maximum brightness limit with safety regulations disallowing full motion video. The bill includes a maximum brightness limit with safety regulations disallowing full motion video.
This legislation will require the billboard to have light shielding technology that requires the light to be directed at the ground rather than up in the sky. Not only is it directed at the ground, it can be directed with great precision to a certain area on the ground, and simultaneously it shields the light from other places, most importantly, the sky.
Reagan said even if the bill passes, municipalities and counties can prevent the conversion of static sign faces to electronic displays if the road is a federal scenic byway.
In the majority of the major roads in Wasatch County are scenic byways. Also, Wasatch County does not have a lot of billboards. The ones that Reagan operates in Wasatch County are in Heber, in the metropolitan area.
KPCW reached out to SB 61 sponsor Senator Scott Sandall for a comment, but he did not respond in time for this report. Reagan said the League of Cities and Towns and Association of County Governments had given input on the bill and that 90% of concerns are addressed in the second substitute. A link to the second substitute, SB 61, is on kpcw.org. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.